Whether you're buying a new car, a used car, or refinancing your current car, FedChoice Federal Credit Union could help save you money. FedChoice makes buying a car so easy that you can do everything right from your smartphone or on a computer. Become a member today and you can take advantage of their great rates and financing options. Find out more at FedChoice.org. That's FedChoice.org. Membership open to federal employees, including contractors and their families. FedChoice Federal Credit Union insured by NCUA.
Joseph and Victoria Roliano, thank you so, so much for joining us on The Good Word. For folks listening and for folks who are new to The Good Word, we are a faith-based podcast taped out of the Fox 5 DC studios in Northwest Washington, DC, in the nation's capital. And I am just so really, really excited because I'm familiar with your journey, but our Good Word family may not be. So first and foremost, tell us who you are, and I know why you're here, but share with us what you guys are doing. You guys have a very, very big project that you're embarking upon.
Yes. So my name is Joseph Riolano, and we're actually starting Enlightened Church in Stafford, Virginia. And we're really, really excited about that. And just with what the Lord is doing in our lives and what he wants us to do in the community. You know, the church is going to be really focused on community outreach and being able to give back to the community and really ultimately sharing the love of Christ with them.
That's amazing. You guys are starting a church from scratch.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how your faith kind of guided you along this journey. This is no easy feat.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so for me, the moment I met Joseph, I knew that he wanted to birth a church at some point in life. But being that I wasn't really grown up in church, like it really, I mean, it took a while for me to get used to this calling. But the more and more I really started to develop my relationship with Christ, I realized that, like, I have to do this thing. And it became something that I not only wanted to do but needed to do, because I remember feeling like I had never experienced a love like God has given me. I had never experienced someone just really seeing past all the stuff that I had been through and really just loving me through that. And so for me, having an opportunity to share God's love with people beyond their flaws, beyond their insecurities, is just really exciting to me. And so for me, my faith has just given me the ability to say, you know what, if God is telling me to do it, even though it's difficult, even though I don't know all the right moves, all the perfect steps of what to do to make it happen, I'm just going to trust that he's going to make us successful in this venture.
We had Kirk Franklin, gospel music powerhouse Kirk Franklin, on The Good Word, and he said that everyone who is a believer needs a church home.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, man. I would say the best way to explain that is the church is really a training ground as well as a safe place. You know, so it's a training ground for believers, but it's a safe place for them as well as unbelievers. You know, a lot of people that that don't know about Christ or don't have a relationship with them have a lot of bias against people that are Christians. And if the church really just needs to be a safe place that they can feel welcome and they can feel loved, mm-hmm. because ultimately that's what Jesus did when he was walking on the earth. And that's why he drew big crowds. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it's not necessarily about the big crowd, but it's mm-hmm. just about that mm-hmm. big love that he showed to people.
Fewer and fewer millennials, though, are attending church. So how do you plan to attract millennials who are not going to church to coming to church? It's not how it was when we were growing up, where, you know, you were at church every Sunday, rain, sleet, sunshine, or snow. There was not an online option. So how do you plan to attract millennials back to the church?
Wow. You know, we're just trying to make a really, I would say we're going to start off with that welcoming environment, but then also too, with technology today. You know, like how you said, when we grew up, we didn't have the Facebooks and all the Instagrams and all that social media. And we went to church all day long, like mm-hmm. all day long, mm-hmm. every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we're going to cut all that kind of stuff out and really just make it more attractive for them to feel excited and just to have that community, you know, because a lot of the millennials like the community. You know, aspect
mm-hmm. absolutely
of things.
So, you know, we are a faith-based podcast, and so we delve into faith, the intersection of faith and career, faith and music, faith and entertainment, and in this case, you know, how your faith guided you into kind of uncharted territory. How do you stay motivated? Because there has to have been hurdles and obstacles. How do you stay motivated?
Yeah, I think for me, I try to see the bigger picture. It's not just about me. It's not just about my husband. It's not just about our little family or the couple of people that will come here and there. It's about generational impact. And so mm-hmm. I know that if I can get this family to experience God's love, whether it be because we did a community outreach where they got to see God's love intentionally, or whether it be because they came into our church home, I know that if that mom and her children come, that maybe her grandchildren will come, and maybe her great-grandchildren will be impacted, and so on and so on. And so knowing that it's not just about the right here, right now, but what God wants to do in the future through people, for me, that keeps me motivated and makes me want to keep going.
I mean, and this is, you know, starting a church is something that can be, you know, transcended into other areas. There are people who might be listening to this who want to write a book or start a business or have something in them that they want to see come to fruition. Mm-hmm. Walk us through concept, thought, and now fruition. Enlightened Church in Stafford, Virginia is going to be a real thing.
Yes.
Very soon. But when I met you, when I met you all, you both, it was simply conversation and idea.
Right.
How do you go from idea to reality?
Man, so, you know, we truly believe that everyone has a plan. Like, God has a plan and a purpose for everyone's life. And just like how you were said, you know, people have books and thoughts and ideas and projects and even things that they're going to discover, you know, later on in life. And that was what they were put on this earth for. You know, a lot of times we get confused in the Christian world and just say, oh, you just come to the church and serve here. And that's what your whole life's mission is. And it's a lot more than that. Yes, serving in church is great and serving in your community is even better. But God totally has a plan and a purpose for every single person's life. And that's part of our vision for the church, you know. So when we were thinking about this and you know, praying about it, and when the Lord was speaking to us about launching this ministry, because this has been in our hearts for a long time. It just wasn't time to birth this thing. And you know, when finally the Lord gave us that green light, you know, we were just so focused on that, saying, man, you know, people have something they're supposed to do on this earth. They're created to do something more than just go to work and just make money mm-hmm. and come home, you know, or even with women, like, you know, just having babies or just being a stay-at-home wife mm-hmm. or being a good mother. You know, those are all great things, but there's so much more that God has for our lives. And it would actually be pretty boring if the whole purpose of me being on this earth was just to work. You know, I'm active duty Coast Guard right now, and that would be pretty boring, which I love the Coast Guard, but that would be pretty boring if I just went to work and came home. And it's just, but man, God has such a plan for everyone's life, and even more than just one thing. You know, he has several things that he wants us to do, and we're the only ones that can do it.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, like taking it from the concept to reality, I think a lot of it had to do with right now, like building a team of people around us who mm-hmm. can support us, who can bring their ideas, being very intentional about planning and strategizing. What do we do 12 months out, 6 months out, 3 months out, so that we're not just, you know, talking, but we actually have things in place, and doing a lot of research. We've spent a lot of times with different pastors in the area and even as far out to Georgia, like, hey, what did you do? What works? What didn't work? So also, like, it's about educating yourself. So I know for me, I wrote a book, but I didn't just throw words together. Like, I took time to learn. I learned the market. I learned what things needed to be said, what things maybe shouldn't be said. I learned how to put the book together. I spent time with my craft. I didn't just, you know, throw it together. I made sure that the timing was right and that I had put the strategy behind it to see it come to pass, you know? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. How do you attract people who didn't grow up in the church, people who are not believers, people who are not centered around their faith, people who maybe don't believe? How do you attract that sector of the population? How do you get them interested in church?
Honestly, it's like the more that I research it, the more that I think about it, the more that I've read books about it, it really comes down to honestly as simple as just showing them love. and showing them that you care for them. And that's why we want to be out in the community. So, you know, with the people that are unchurched or unbelievers, you know, we want to be a representation of Christ. And that's not this whole religious, you know, traditional thing. It's literally going and saying, hey, you need help cutting your grass? Well, we can cut your grass for you. Or, you know, hey, we're going to be in the grocery stores. You know, we'll bag some groceries for you. You know, those things just to show that we're not, you know, these high level uppity people, that we're actually regular people that just want to show you that we love you because Christ loves you.
Absolutely. So, you know, we ask everyone who comes on The Good Word this question, and Victoria, I'll let you answer first, and then Joe, you can follow. What is The Good Word?
Okay, so the good word for me, and just for this situation, is that God is still good, and if He's called you to do something, you can do it. Even if you're afraid of it, even if it seems bigger than you, for me, that's better. It's almost better when it's so big that you know that only God is going to be able to do it through you. Because with my own talents, there's only so much I can do. But with God, like, behind me, in front of me, taking charge, me allowing Him to take the lead, I know that I can do even things that I would think are impossible, because He can do anything. And so that's my good word for the people, that nothing is too big for God to accomplish through you.
Wow, the good word, man, there's so many things I can say. I would say that the good word is that Jesus truly came to this world to be an example for us of how we're supposed to be on this earth, you know, how we're supposed to walk and how we're supposed to act and what we're supposed to say. And He truly came and He died on the cross. He rose again that third day so that we can have an opportunity to spend eternity with the Father. And I would say that in addition to that, that good word is that Jesus loves you. He has a plan and a purpose for your life, no matter what the situation that you're in, no matter how bad you feel or even how great you feel. He has a plan and a purpose, and there's new levels and there's new seasons that He wants to take you to.
And that's the good word. Thank you guys so much. Before we go, I have to ask you guys, what's been the reaction from your family and friends when you tell them that you're starting a church? I know it hasn't all been good. I'm sure somebody said, are you crazy? Because you know what our listeners don't know? You all have 6 children.
Yes.
We hit the elephant in the room. You guys have 6 children.
Yes.
And you're starting a church.
Yes.
From the ground up. That is, I know my hands are full with 1.
Yes.
So what was the reaction from your family and friends?
Well, I would say my family, they've known all my life that I wanted to be in ministry and start a church and everything. And I've had that call on my life. But I've been stuck in this trying to just have a regular job, making a living, you know, and supporting my family, which was great. And we've done pretty good so far, you know. And being active duty Coast Guard and doing the church is like I'm doing 2 full-time jobs or even 3 with being a father and a husband. And so I've had the mixed of, wow, we're so excited for you. This is awesome. You know, finally it's happening. And then I've had the, you're crazy. Like, you're going to be really busy. You're already busy. But I would say overall, it's been a good experience from my side.
Same here. Mostly my mom, because she's a preacher's kid, is like, I knew it, my baby, you're so ready. And so I've had mostly good experiences. And so far, so good.
So tell Enlighten, and how did you come up with Enlighten?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so the funny version of it is we thought about Inspire Church and inspiration, and you know, that just wasn't hitting hard, and I'm like, Enlighten. And so we love the word. And then as we start to like really dig into the Bible, we found a verse that says, I pray that you will enlighten the eyes of your heart, so that you will basically know the power God has for you and His glorious inheritance. And so there's that verse. And then there's also the verse that Jesus says, hey, you are the light of the world. And so being that our mission is to be very community driven, we want to literally be like that beacon of light for our community, that when they see our t-shirts coming, they're like, okay, everything's going to be okay now. They're coming to help us out. They're coming to be a support for us. So a lot of it has to do with just being the light of the world, as well as being awakened, like, hey, wow, like God has a huge plan for me, and I want to step into that. And so just walking into that reality and then having an opportunity to actually do it and be that light for other people is where the name came from.
Okay, Joe, give us the serious story. The serious version.
I would say for me, it just made me think of when, you know, all those storms that you hear about in the Bible and Jesus had, you know, he was either on the boat or he was walking mm-hmm. towards the boat. Mm-hmm. And if you can just imagine a storm being really dark and dreary and craziness mm-hmm. happening. But as soon as Jesus walked on the scene, you know, the storm calmed and there was a light that shined. You know, the sun actually came out mm-hmm. and all the darkness went away. And, you know, when we were talking about the names of the church, that just the enlightened just popped out. Cause I'm like, wow, like when Jesus showed on the scene, there was an enlightened that came to the situation, to that dark situation.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joseph and Victoria Rolle. Am I pronouncing the last name right?
Riolano.
Riolano.
Yes.
Riolano. And I said it confidently wrong. Joseph and Victoria Riolano. Thank you so much. Enlightened Church coming to Stafford, Virginia. That is down 95 South, y'all. Past Prince William County, but coming to Stafford, Virginia, and we're praying that you all will be a blessing to the people out there. I know that you guys are putting a lot of hard work in this, and I'm just thrilled to know you all and just watch the journey, but know that you are definitely in my prayers. And, you know, I grew up in the church, so I know the impact that a church can have on a family and on a community, and we wish you all the very best. Thank you for coming on The Good Word.
Thank you very much.